All right, so tell me about Unbeatable. What makes it an interesting comic?
So a lot of the rave about Unbeatable is it has a really good surprise ending, especially if you have some sort of like nerd street cred, you'll sort of figure it out. But you definitely have to have that sort of street cred to figure it out. But it's really about a young man. He wakes up in an insane asylum. He has no idea how he got there. But every time he falls asleep, he dreams of fighting the greatest warriors of history, like Miyamoto Musashi, Achilles, Joan of Arc. And he constantly gets killed, and he wakes up in the asylum, and he's going through this sort of cycle of pain and death, and it's very painful. And he sort of learns from the pain and becomes stronger. But you don't know why he's there, and that's one of the great things about it.
What did you read as a kid? How did it play a role in this?
Excuse me?
What did you read as a kid growing up, and how did it play a role in this?
I read everything, to be honest with you. I was a hardcore science fiction nerd and fantasy nerd, and I was big. Really jumped into comics during the Frank Miller era, sort of run. So I collected Daredevil's Frank Miller run and X-Men run and Claremont and Wolverine. So really had those hardcore roots with the sort of indie cool Marvel back in the day. Mm-hmm. And then I sort of gravitated to the indie scene and really liked sort of settled more there, and it made me want to write sort of more indie sort of graphic novels.
Okay, what are your real goals for the series? Like, in a couple of years, where do you want to be with it?
Well, I think there's going to be some exciting news for Unbeatable. I think it's going to be an option for a movie very soon, and there will be a press release about that, probably in the next 2-3 weeks. So I'm really hoping that puts it over the edge and makes it more mainstream. Gets a bigger fan base. I'm really creating sort of a superhero type character here because I continued the story. But just, you know, my style is to write complete story graphic novels with every book that I write. So right now there's an Unbeatable and Unbeatable Book 2, but they're meant to be sort of complete storylines and arcs. And I don't do any serialization like you do in comics. So my goal is just to keep writing them, to really see. I see about 9 to 10 books for Unbeatable. And then I just launched another book called The Sword and the Butterfly, which is about a young girl. Takes place in 1910. It's the continuation of the Excalibur legend. And it's a lot of surprises, too. And I think it's going to be really received well.
Both of these series, I'm looking at the art, and like screams video game. Is that something that you guys have thought about?
No, I generally, I would love a video game, obviously, and it would be wonderful if it sort of became a franchise. But I also feel like I like a little bit more of a simplistic style because I feel it's more accessible. You can project yourself into it more. I do admire some of the Japanese methodology, and even Disney, for that matter, why they choose the art they choose. So I go for a sharp cartoon or manga style American, but these are not kid comics. I mean, Unbeatable is PG-13 for sure, and The Sword and the Butterfly probably 11 to 12 and up, but it's pretty violent and definitely some strong language in it.
Okay, bottom line, why should someone check out these two series?
Well, Unbeatable got really rave reviews. If you love surprise endings and you want something different, if you want something with a little bit of an edge, Unbeatable's for you. The Sword and the Butterfly is just like an epic continuation of probably one of my favorite stories of all time, Excalibur, which is a lot of people's favorite story. But it has a nice twist to it and a nice romance. And it's a little bit more accessible, so you can share it with your kids. So, those are the reasons.